Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland Podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, the Senior Area Director, and with me today I have international speaker and trainer and our Executive Director, Vince Vigneri. Vince, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Brandon. How are you?
You know what? It's beautiful out. It's been a nice summer so far, and here we are recording more podcasts and continuing our slip series as we've been producing these, and this is number four, I believe, that we are on.
That is correct. Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about one-to-ones, the slips themselves, and then also the core value that that touches on.
Perfect. And I am a big component of one-to-ones. I stress them highly in trainings, and usually when there is a challenge or a success, there's almost a one-to-one that needs to be done, or there was a one-to-one that was done that led to that.
Absolutely agree. Actually, just yesterday, I was having a discussion with three other members that, and we were talking specifically about the power of one-to-ones and really spending that time with the four of us together. While it wasn't a one-to-one, and we can talk a little bit about what is and what isn't a one-to-one, but it really did build the relationship, which is actually the core value that we're going to talk about as it pertains to one-to-ones. So yesterday, while I spent time with three members and it wasn't truly a one-to-one, it was in the essence of building relationships with those individuals.
Okay, excellent. So let's define a little bit, though, the difference of a one-to-one and the group that you're with and those kind of things.
Well, officially, a one-to-one, as the name implies, is when one person meets face-to-face with one other person. And the reason I say officially, I mean, with the use of technology, you can meet face-to-face over a webinar, a Zoom meeting, things Skype, things like that, even FaceTime. But truly, by definition, it would be meeting face-to-face as we are in the same room together today. That would officially be a one-to-one. There are some things, like I mentioned, with technology that could limit that or add to that, I guess would actually be a better term, where you're meeting face-to-face, but it's via technology. A phone call, generally speaking, is not a one-to-one.
Right, right.
And when you start talking about group meetings and things like that, those are more social options or opportunities than they are one-to-ones. Because by definition, really, a one-to-one should not only be about building a relationship, but also then where are we taking that relationship when it comes to getting more referrals or even giving more referrals. So when you think of the essence of a one-to-one, it's an opportunity for us to get to know each other better, but generally speaking, for one or both of us to learn more about the other's business.
So that's something that always kind of rings on my head too, is a one-to-one is actually two meetings then.
Absolutely.
Because we get together, I invite you to learn more, I invite you to a one-on-one because I want to learn more about your business, be it you're a new member or we haven't chatted for a while or something on those lines. And at the end of that meeting, I feel, and members, I highly recommend you do this, that meeting ends with you setting a time with me then. So it's my opportunity to then talk about my business with you for that education. So the group thing, that means you would have to get everybody back together and give another person the opportunity to talk. So if you're with four people, that's really one-to-one. I did quotations, you can't see them, but that'd be four meetings then at the end of it, right? Or
you'd have to have three individuals, me with those three individuals, and then those three individuals meeting back with me. So it ends up being a series of probably six,
right,
just with those three other individuals. Now, I would take your one-to-one description even a step further. You know, that first time we both meet with one another, so those first two meetings that we have, that's really a lot about relationships and learning a little bit about one another. And hopefully we identify an opportunity to move forward. And so now we want to set up a one-to-one that we know more about each other's business and personal things that we may have in common that we want to do more business together. So there's an acronym that I've used for years, and it's called RISE squared. So we have a one-to-one to build a relationship. We have another one-to-one to identify something that we could do together. to gain more referrals for one or the other or both. Then from there, we strategize over it. So that's our third one. The S is strategize. Then we engage whatever we've determined that we're going to do, and we get back together to evaluate. So you think about that. It's a series of 5 one-to-ones, but it's probably 6 because you need that relationship both sides to be working before you can even move into the identification stage.
And that makes that 1-to-1 a week, 1 1-to-1 a week sound pretty easy now. If you really look at the meetings and you strategize that out,
absolutely. I mean,
you can book yourself, depending on the size of your chapter, for a couple of years, but I think that's a good thing.
Well, and let's be clear, you're going to have relationship 1-to-1s,
right,
theoretically with every member. And maybe I should say hopefully with every member. But you may not get into the identification, the strategizing, the engagement with more than a few members.
Oh, that's good.
Now, that goes back to our discussion of contact spheres versus power teams. You know, when you start to engage something like that with another member, you're probably entering into more of a power team relationship where you guys are really strategizing about how we're going to get referrals for one another. Not just because I'm a mortgage lender and I have a great realtor and they're going to have referrals fall in my lap.
Right.
We're actually going to be working harder to get them. And that is, my disclaimer should be, I'm just using a mortgage lender and a real estate agent as examples, not calling any of them out, just purely as examples, because those are part of a very obvious contact sphere that it is in most chapters, if not all.
Okay. So I'm glad we got the opportunity to kind of talk about those one-to-ones. There's so much more in depth than what I think they are at the surface. And when we were focusing on cultures, well, we are always focusing on cultures, but we kind of focused on things that can hurt cultures. One of those things was task versus purpose. And I really hope that what we just talked about shows you more of a purposeful one-to-one versus just doing the task and getting the blue slip.
Well, and Brandon, you and I are perfect examples. We meet more than once a week.
Oh, yeah.
And talk nearly daily. Those are not one-to-ones.
Right.
Now, there are times when definitely we should be turning them in as one-to-ones when we are strategizing about things that we're doing for the region. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But, and I'll throw myself under the bus as a golfer. When I get together with 3 other people, a golf outing, a foursome going out and playing golf is not a one-to-one.
Right.
We did talk business, you know, on that course, things like that, but it's not one-to-ones. It is really about building the relationship, which is an important piece because our mission statement mentions building meaningful relationships, developing and building long-term meaningful relationships, which goes hand in hand with the core value. Our second core value is building relationships. Mm-hmm. So when you think about that, you need those things, but they're not necessarily one-to-ones where you're going to develop a strategy for business acquisition, which is what referrals are all about. We're not, and this goes back to our discussion we've had in the past, we're not just another networking group, another networking event, another networking organization. We are a referral generator, a referral generation system. And again, look at our mission statement. Our mission is specifically to help members increase their business using the structure of BNI, using part of our code of ethics being positive and professional to build referrals, to build a referral program. It's not just positive word of mouth. Mm-hmm. Because unfortunately, word of mouth can be positive or negative. We are building a referral program and helping members, individuals, businesses, whatever you want to define it as, build their business through referrals.
And one thing I like to say is BNI creates an environment where we don't just pass referrals, but we hold our members accountable on those referrals.
And that's another core value, accountability.
Yep. So when you talk about networking, yes, we have open networking at the beginning of all of our meetings, but to me, 15 minutes is a very small slice of an hour and a half. And I think a lot more happens in the meeting beyond that first 15 minutes.
Well, you could really go into that first 15 minutes of open networking is about building a relationship.
Yep.
Setting those one-to-ones, talking about referrals, but you know, the point of this series is not so much about the one-to-one itself, although we've done some education on it. It's also about the ease of inputting it and tracking it into the BNI system, whether that's into BNI Connect on your computer or, of course, using the app of BNI Connect. And remembering that when you do a one-to-one, one of us is the only one that needs to put it in. Once we put it in and list both names, both people get credit for that one-to-one. So you think about that. If every individual walked into their meeting this week and said, I want to do a one-to-one with someone else, every single person in the meeting would have two one-to-ones, one that they scheduled and one that was scheduled with them. Yep. So you think about the ease of scheduling one-to-ones, the importance of having multiple one-to-ones with certain individuals is very easy to get and maintain the activity, the task of a one-to-one. You've got to take it to that next step and actually make it purposeful inside that one-to-one meeting itself.
Awesome. And then input that onto the app.
Absolutely.
Get your credit for that one-to-one. Perfect. So we're going to wrap this up on that note. I think we got a lot jam-packed in here. And as a reminder, these podcasts are for our listeners and the members. If there's ever a topic that you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Vince, I got to hand it to you. When you talk about one-to-ones and you have to say one-to-one over and over and over, it can get a little jumbly, but you did a great job. Kept it nice and clear.
Thank you.
And I look forward to talking to you all on a future podcast.